Hello, this is Jim, and this is the City Church Daily for Tuesday, March the 30th. I'll be reading a passage from the Prayer Cottage in the Sacred Garden, entitled The Shadow of Death. I immediately rose from where I had been sitting and continued down the stone path. The path led down from the mountain and toward the valley I had just been viewing. The descent into the valley was easy at first. After a while, though, the path grew more steep and treacherous, and the beautiful flora began to diminish. As I continued down toward the valley, the path narrowed and followed a sheer cliff. A trip or misguided step off of the path would have surely led to a fall and to death. My pulse quickened. I've always been afraid of high places, but I continued to follow the path, which finally leveled out and widened. Through willpower and determination, I had made it to safety, and I was feeling good about myself. I walked along quickly and confidently until I came to a blind curve, which I followed around the mountain. Suddenly, the path narrowed to only a few inches. To each side was a sheer drop-off with no shoulder for safety. I looked at the rugged rocks hundreds of feet below, and a cold sweat fell from my brow. I grew dizzy as I looked down. I don't know what happened to me in the past to make me so frightened of heights. Maybe it's a fear of being totally out of control if I were to fall. Whatever the reason, I had never seen anything so terrifying or so personally challenging as what I was viewing. I looked around but saw no alternative paths. It was apparent that in order for me to continue down the path that God was instructing me to follow, I'd have to walk a ridge only a little wider than a tightrope, facing my greatest horror. Every instinct in me cried out, "Don't." Every intellectual fiber within me pronounced, "Death if you do it." Every muscle was tense and rigid with fright. I looked back and wondered how I might return to the cottage. But behind me, the path led into darkness. I stood negotiating with myself whether to continue on the path or not, with an angry question found its way into my thoughts. Why did God's sacred garden include a frightening place like this? Everything to that point had been so pleasant and peaceful, but this was absolutely dreadful. "Lord," I cried out, "how can I do this? Why must I do this?" "Do you trust me?" was the simple answer I heard. "Yes, dear Lord, I trust you, but I'm so afraid," I replied. "Follow my voice and I will lead you safely through this threat." The Lord's voice was calming. As long as I could hear him speaking to me, I felt courage. But when he was silent, my fear returned. "Lord," I cried out, "is there no other way?" "Not if you want the peace and intimacy with me that you seek." I continued to look at the rocks below and the death that would surely greet me if I followed the path before me. The Lord said, "Take a step forward and trust me." I was at an impasse. To go forward meant death unless God protected me. To not step forward was to continue the spiritual agony that I'd been in before entering the prayer cottage. It was either to obey my instincts and disobey God or obey God and abandon my instincts. Although my faith was still immature, I'd come to realize that my Savior would do nothing to hurt me. Even though my instincts would tell me otherwise, this gave me a measure of comfort. He had proven himself worthy of my trust and obedience. I continued to assure myself by remembering a phrase I had once heard. If you have a hard time trusting God's ways, trust his heart. He will never let you down. This was one of those times. I couldn't understand why he was requiring me to face this frightening choice, but I knew I had to face it. I had to decide if my trust in him was real or was just hopeful. Humor comes at the strangest times. A slight laugh emerged from my lips as I remembered that just a few steps before, I had patted myself on the back because of my willpower and determination. There was no amount of determination or willpower within me that would make me take that first step. I was a coward, and I knew it. There was no way I would overcome my fear alone. Only one thought empowered me to do it. "Lord, I trust you," were the words I kept saying over and over again. A thought came to me of how Peter, fixing his eyes on Jesus, defied gravity and walked on water. He must have been frightened by the waves in the sea. But for a brief moment, he walked on water. Scripture said that as long as his eyes were fixed on Jesus, he did the impossible. When he began to look at the potential danger, he took his eyes off of Jesus. He sank. Even so, Jesus was there holding his hand and keeping him safe. This was the breakthrough of faith that I was needing. I realized I couldn't do this on my own, but if I fixed my eyes on Jesus, he would hold my hand and get me across to the other side. My confession of faith to trust my Savior was the act of fixing my eyes upon the Lord. Even though I could not see him with the eyes of my flesh, when I trusted him, I could see him with the eyes of my soul. I took a deep breath and took the first step. I paused and then took a second step, all along confessing, "Lord, I trust you." As I took these steps, I heard, "Good, my child, good." I paused, took another step, and then another. One step at a time, I walked on the precarious path set before me while my trust in my Savior stayed fixed on him. I could feel his steadying hand on me as I walked the path. Like most people who want to get a challenging thing over with as soon as possible, I looked down in the narrow path with hopes of seeing it come to an end, but it was too demanding and disappointing as it seemed to continually indefinitely. Instead, I became content with taking one step at a time and getting assurance from the Lord that I was doing well. As I walked the narrow path, I began to feel more confident, for God's constant assurance kept me steady. Little by little, I began to see my greatest fear conquered. I knew it required that I face it with God's help. It was strange. When I was finally able to get comfortable with the high place I was in, I began to see beauty like I'd never beheld before. The unobstructed view reminded me of what I was seeing, things that eagles see every day and few humans are privileged to see. A joy fell over me as I began to rejoice and thank my Savior for the privilege of being in such a place with him. I was astounded. I was actually thanking him for the challenge that he gave me that caused me to conquer my fear. Most of all, I thanked him for being with me and keeping me steady. He was walking with me. His complete protection and his trustworthiness were allowing me to do that which had been impossible for me to do before. As I was praising him, I was reminded of a verse in Habakkuk. It really hit home with me. "The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet as the feet of the deer, and he will take me to walk upon high places." I had forgotten my fear. I had forgotten the danger. I'd even forgotten about trying to get beyond it. Instead, I was content with his moment-by-moment help with each step I made. In the midst of my praise and contentment, I suddenly realized that the path had widened. There were no more dangerous cliffs to contend with, but rather a gentle, wide path to the bottom of the mountain now greeted me. Jesus, help me to trust you.